Right there it is. Thin Luck from the band Vices. I'm lucky enough to have Dave, who's feeding my vices with an interview right here on Chicks 105.5, also here on iRockRadio.me. Dave, how incredible is it, man, to go from a band that started in the summer of 14, you know, and you were talking earlier about as far as the members getting together. So there's a little bit of you, there's a little bit of this guy, a little bit of that guy, and now you've come together, album's out, you got the hit song, which is, again, Thin Luck playing. How does it feel to sort of have your hard work and all the blood, sweat, and tears kind of pay off in a chart-topping song like it is right now?
Well, you know, I look at everything like you know, okay, cool, we're at, but what else can we do? So it's a never-ending thing for me. You know, it's nice to have those good days where you're just like a couple things go right, and they, you know, it's all about the forward progress, and that's how we look at it. You know. It's, but we're always like, that's great. What's next? So, you know, we're always forward thinking people and stuff like that. But you know what? Being able to release a song like Thin Luck has been fantastic, and it feels great.
Your take on the rock music scene right now. I mean, you're a band coming up. You've been in another band. Your other mates have been in other bands. So you certainly have been around the scene. It's not like you're a new kid on the block. You certainly have been around for a number of years. What's your personal take on rock music right now? Because the rock music, as far as active and on the metal side, kind of where you're at, it's been kind of beat up the last number of years from folks outside of the world trying to say that, you know, kind of rock and roll is dead.
Well, you know what's been nice is there's been bands that come out like Nothing More, Star Set, and bands like Dead, to really like rejuvenate everything, because they've really opened the door for, you know, more diversity. You know, you listen to Nothing More's record. You're never going to hear something like that again. It's fantastic. You know, listen to Star Set's, you know, concept and record and stuff like that. It's like everybody's putting a little bit more time and effort in this stuff now. And I really dig it. So it's really good to be, for us being a band, coming up right now, I feel that we're in the best position possible, you know, to be successful, because a lot of listeners are a lot more open to a lot of different things right now.
All right. So you've been on the road. You've toured with a couple other bands, Hell Yeah, Volbeat, Filter, and stuff like that. Folks finding you for the first time, Dave, or maybe folks that, you know, are possibly thinking about, maybe I should get some tickets to go see Vices. What are they going to see on stage as far as what you guys put out to the people there?
Well, you know, our stage persona is basically we are people's demons on stage. So, you know, it's not super over the top, but it's intense. And I'll tell you what, we bring it every single time. Our energy is out of this world. You know, I just, you know, my goal is to everybody to walk away from our show and be like, and we'll be the most memorable band that night.
Fans listening, or maybe folks that want to get in contact with you, how do they do that, Dave?
It's basically Vices Official across the board. So that would be Facebook, you know, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. Vices Official, it'll be there everywhere. So, and right. Vices Official is also our website.
All right, well, there you go. All right, all the serious stuff's out of the way. Let's time kick back and let's relax. I got four quickies, two options. So basically, I'm going to hit you with two options. Dave, it doesn't matter, win or lose. You can answer however you want it to, okay?
All right.
All right, so here we go. Text or phone call?
Text.
Cake or pie?
Cake.
Money or free time? Oh.
Free time.
free time, okay. Here is a monumentally question everyone wants to know from Dave. Toilet paper, are you over or are you the under guy?
Under.
Under. Oh, man. Under. All right. Well, there you go. We are all out of time. Dave, I seriously appreciate all the time you've given us today right here on iRockRadio.me.
Greatest interview I've ever had, except for the fact that you couldn't give me a produce of Budweiser for me.
I can't produce. You get here, I'll produce some Bud for you.
Okay. Well, you know what? Actually, if I come there, I want a lager.
Well, of course you're going to get a lager. Damn it. What else would I give you? All right, brother, take it easy. Seriously, have fun with all this success, and I look forward to keeping in touch with you, okay?
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.